Well, I hope everybody's awake this morning. Let's see. Anyway, target spots become an issue in Alabama and some other southeastern states. And one issue that we're trying to address in this research is to see whether or not there are any rotational effects on disease in cotton. Based on early work done by Jones back in about 1960, he did find that the target spot fungus survived very nicely in residues that actually sporulated the following spring on sesame and soybean residues collected in the field. So there's a likelihood is, of course, if you're in a continuous cotton production system and you've got target spot out there, that it's going to intensify in that particular cropping system, whereas a rotation with a non-host crop should help you out. But there's no information available to confirm that type of observation. So it turned out that down in Headland, we have a large rotational study where we can look at target spot as well as cotton root knot in a coastal plain soil to look at some of the rotational effects. And it is, rotation is a good tool. Now, this is a peanut-based rotation in this particular location, so it's a non-host crop for the root knot nematode and also a non-host for the target spot fungus. One of the other items that's come online here in the last year or so is that we're getting much better varieties in the marketplace with root knot resistance. We've had the single gene resistant varieties in the past. We're getting some advanced materials now, and there's actually some more on the way that may be more adapted to South Alabama. And as I mentioned before, the influence of cotton cropping frequency on target spots unknown. So that was an issue that we wanted to look at. And we do know that varieties differ in their response to target spot, but how their response is influenced by rotation is not known either. So this study was initiated actually in 1988, so it's been around maybe longer than some of the people in this room have been alive. That's pretty bad. It's got 35 different rotation patterns. We got one set of plots that's 20 years continuous cotton. We do have a resident incognita and air and area populations in this field, so we got a lot of root knot activity. It's strip tilled. In this past year, the cotton was planted in late May, May 23rd. And there is a possibility that planting date influences the amount of damage that you get or defoliation from target spot, so that may have had an impact on the results. It's an irrigated test, and it put four cotton varieties out there. Wait a minute, going the wrong way. And the varieties were Delta Pine 1050, Fudigen 499, Delta Pine 1454, which is a nematode-resistant line, as is Fudigen 427. So we did have the resident root incognita population, so the idea was look at how some of these varieties respond, both the susceptibles, which are at the top, and the resistant lines at the bottom. And this is the information generated from 2013, just as a lead-in. Looked at target spot defoliation, J2 counts, and yields. And there was a rotational effect on target spot. Unfortunately, the one-year-out rotation had the highest level of defoliation, and that was on Fudigen 499 and Delta Pine 1252. So that was not exactly the pattern that you would look for with a disease of this type. And there was more defoliation on 499 than there was on 1252. Root knot J2 counts were just as skewed in the opposite direction, where there was fewer root knot larvae on the one-year-out rotation as compared with even the longer rotation, and there was lower J2 counts on 1252 compared with 499. And that difference, particularly in the rotations with the J2 counts, probably accounts for the differences in yield with that one-year-out rotation having the highest yield. And there was no difference in yield between the two varieties, and yields weren't really that good. And this just shows you the pattern of disease development over time, and really the disease came on very late, so it probably had minimal impact on yield. In 2014, I'll talk about defoliation in a minute in a separate slide. Area under disease progress curve, we do have a rotational effect where we had 2 years of cotton following peanuts a few years ago, that was the top one for total disease, whereas the one-year out rotation had the least amount of total defoliation attributed to target spot. The two-year out rotation is kind of somewhere in between. Go look at yields based on rotation, however. The one that had the highest target spot rating actually had the highest yield. So there didn't seem to be that much of an effect on rotation, at least as far as target spot is concerned, on yield. And I would have expected, based on the results we had the previous year, that at least some of the one or maybe the two-year out rotation would have done a little better, because previous research shows you'll get a 20 to 25% yield bump with a one-year out rotation with peanuts in between cotton crops. These are the varieties, and Phytogen 499 had the highest ADPC values, followed by 1050 and 427, which were the same. And the 1454 did really well as far as target spots concerned. It had very little damage out there over the course of the year. 499 beat all the other two or other three hands down as far as yield response, and the 427 had the lowest yield of them all. But basically, all of them were 3.5 to 4 bushel yields in this particular trial. So they did very well. And this is just a pattern of defoliation on the varieties. Again, the disease was target spot was slow to develop. In this situation, I would like to see a high level of defoliation the 1st of September, maybe 20-30%, in order to have target spot actually have an impact on yield. In this situation, it's almost a harvest aid in that it's knocking some leaves off right at the end of the season. And at that point in time, the crop is set, and it really doesn't impact yield. And they're a contributing factor may be the later planting date. I made at least some field observations that later planting cotton has fewer issues with target spot. And this is the interaction between rotation varieties. The varieties on the bottom, the rotations are above the chart. And this was a bit of a surprise that you would expect to see, at least with some of these varieties, at the shorter rotations, your final target spot defoliation would be higher. And that's actually not what happened. In 499, there was no difference across rotation patterns on the level of defoliation. Now, there were a lot of variation, but it didn't translate into any differences in disease. And the same thing happened on 1454 and 427. On Phytogen, excuse me, 1050 and 1454, but a 427 that peanuts followed by 2 years of cotton did have a higher level of final target spot, which was different from the other three varieties, and that triggered the interaction. But you can see how low, particularly on the 1050 and 1454 final defoliation levels, you're at the 5-10% level. Disease is fairly minimal. So there really is a weak relationship between target spot defoliation and cotton cropping frequency. There's some suggestion in the AUDPC values that, yeah, you're going to see a decline in disease as the interval between cotton crops lengthens, but it's not real strong. And the final defoliation levels don't reflect that at all. They were very similar across cropping frequencies. At this point in time, I don't have the nematode assay results, and that's why I didn't talk about them. And hopefully they'll be available in a couple of weeks, and I'll be able to squeeze them into the report. But at this point in time, there's really nothing to say about that. And there wasn't any expected yield bump with the 1 and 2 year out rotations with peanuts. And as I mentioned before in previous studies, that has shown up. I've actually done a rotation study up Central Alabama, where we had a lot of incognita in cotton and included peanut in the rotation, and we typically got a 20 or 30% yield bump. And so I really can't account for that at this point in time. We'll continue this study in 2015 to see how it works out. But one of the things that did show that under minimal disease pressure, Phytogen 499 has really exceptional yield potential, and even when we do have a lot of target spot on it, that it yields pretty comparable to most other varieties. And the 1454 in particular performed very well in this test, and it looks like it has the yield potential in root knot fields to compete or maybe exceed the yields of most of the other varieties that are out there. Thank you.